I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pirates are off today after taking 2 of 3 from the Blue Jays. They host the Rockies tomorrow night. They have Hall of Fame weekend festivities going on there with Vern Law and Al Oliver and Kaikai Collier going into the Hall of Fame.
I thought it was Kiki.
No, it's Kaikai.
Kaikai.
Yeah.
I would have never known that. I'm glad you said it because I would have just never said it that way.
Jason Mackey with us. Am I right about that, Jason? Is Kaikai not Kiki?
Yeah, but it's Kyler, Andrew. Kaikai Collier.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got to bone up on my 1925 and 1927 Pirates here.
You're good.
So, the Bubba Chandler thing, you seem to be in favor of what they're doing with him.
I am.
Explain to our audience why that is.
Yeah, and I'm probably in the minority here. Bubba Chandler has not been that great in AAA, but I also, he needs to be up here. He needs to be up here with people he's going to contribute to the major league team with in 2026. I was looking at his numbers before I hopped on, Andrew. 7.43, his ERA over his last six. It's nearly six over his past 13 starts. But I'm not going to let that stand in the way of him getting up here. They did this with Braxton Ashcraft. It's a little bit innings related. Like, he's at 100 innings. You don't want to exceed 119 by probably more than 20. So they want to manage it a little bit. But, I mean, it's about producing results right now. And I don't think he has a lot to gain from coming up here and getting his face ripped off, as Steve Blass might say. I want to give him a chance to succeed.
Jason, why did it go bad for him in the minors this year? And what does it say? How much blame does he bear, the Pirates bear? Where, when you've talked to people, do they feel like it's gone awry for him?
Yeah, I think it's mental, Chris. And it's manifested in pitches that have missed the zone. His walk rate is higher than it should be. He's given up some, you know, home runs on balls that just aren't close, like they're not competitive pitches. And I think the Pirates are to blame in this. I do. I don't like how they handled it. I thought he should have been up here earlier. I thought he pitched that way. And they held him down, and I think he got discouraged. And for that, I think he's to blame. Like, I think he pouted and let the results affect him. I think that'll probably come out later. So there's enough blame to go around here, believe me. He should have been up here earlier. The Pirates should have given him an opportunity in late May. They didn't, and I think that produced some of the negative results that we've seen.
Why the bullpen, though? Okay, you call him up. You said you don't want him to get his face ripped off. Why would his face not get ripped off out of the bullpen as opposed to...
Well, because you can put him in more advantageous situations. You can give him shorter bursts. You can say... I was at the ballpark yesterday, guys. Braxton Ashcraft talked about this, and he went through the same thing. And he said it's like an adjustment to your routine, like shocking the system, I guess is the term I'm looking for. And Ashcraft said it was the best thing that's ever happened for him. It taught him about pitching differently, about attacking differently with your stuff, getting out of the monotony that it comes with being a starting pitcher. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing, but I do think sometimes guys require that. Mm-hmm. And I see a situation here where Bubba can use a dose of something else. I think this will work for him.
I just can't get past the fact, and I know it is on the player to not get discouraged when they get passed over maybe for a promotion, but it goes back to something that I feel like has been a Pirates problem, Jason, dating back to the Huntington days, where there's this extremely conservative mindset with how they develop prospects. I think Huntington once said, we want to see them fail before they, you know, succeed, then fail, then succeed again. And I don't know, that just kind of drives me nuts as a passive observer on the outside.
You know what I think it is, Chris? It's not knowing the right time. Because sometimes I agree with you. Sometimes, you know, they bring guys up too soon. Sometimes they wait too long. You can look at Polanco and say they should have left them down for longer. I mean, they mistimed that. I think a lot of times they're influenced by outside things. I think there's a lack of feel that goes on. Mm. Like, you need to know your player. Bubba wants to be up here with his boys. And I understand, like, not breaking camp with him. And I wrote and said this at the time. He wasn't good in spring training. But whenever he's lights out at AAA, man, adjust. Reward that. Get him up here. Give him an opportunity. I don't care about the business implications. Like, if he's one of your best pitchers in your organization, which he was not in spring, he became that early on in the AAA season, get him up here, give him a shot.
All right, now we're going to ask you to talk about something that Andrew McCutchen didn't want to talk about, and that's his comments. What was interesting was he gave you, I don't want to go down this road, but then with the rest of your questions, he did, I think, talk about both his future with the team and his outlook for the team. Some people have taken what he said about Ben Cherington, go ask him, as a sign or as an indicator that McCutchen is not the biggest fan of the person who is overseeing the Pirates organization. Do you agree with that? Because many believe that McCutchen knows that Cherington didn't want him back this year as part of it.
I think that's fair. I don't think it's personal, but I also think, Andrew, I want to say this.
How could it not be personal on some? Sorry, Jason. How could it not be personal on some level if the GM might just say, from a baseball standpoint, I don't think it's best if we bring you back. There's no way not to make that personal, especially when it's the most beloved player this century that's played for the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, but these guys know it's a business. Like, Kutch knows this can go one of two ways. They can either stick with Andrew McCutchen, or they can say, we want to open this DH spot up to have some flexibility.
And but yeah, he said he could play outfield. And he made it sound like he wants to play outfield now when they're not listening to him.
Yeah, that was interesting, man. I was thinking about this week. Like, he was playing a lot of outfield, and now he's playing no outfield. And he sort of slipped that in. Did you notice that in the quote?
Yes.
Now that we have five outfielders, that's not required, or something like that. So, I mean, yeah, I think he wants to do more, certainly. I don't think they, you know, if I'm reading between the lines, I don't think Kutch loves seeing, you know, Ronnie Simon or Alexander Canario getting opportunities out there. I think he'd rather get out there. I don't know what I think about him coming back. I think we need to get some news on Ben Cherington. If Ben Cherington's gone, I think the door's still open, but Kutch is probably not doing himself any favors by ripping Nuttig either.
How soon?
Ooh.
Well, really, because I always thought that was such a good relationship that, he could say what he feels he needs to say, and there's a certain level of respect, even if he's being critical.
I know, and that's always been my interpretation. I've had a lot of conversations with Kutch about how much he appreciates Bob Nutting, and I know
if
people
I'm
listening
Bob, that
to disagree
would, if
with
I'm
that.
Bob, that would resonate a lot more than a lot of the criticisms he receives. If it's a guy that I feel I've sat down with man-to-man and hammered out contracts with, and now that the call is starting to come from that deep inside the house, that would cause me as the owner to take a very long look in the mirror.
Chris, I had the same reaction as you did when I read those quotes from Jose Negron of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Give proper credit. He did a great job. And what Kutch said, it's interesting, man. It really is. I think he and Bob probably need to have a talk face-to-face behind closed doors. And I'm not saying like there's a rift or a bad thing, but you say something like that, how does that not get the owner's attention? You got to pay to play. Like, I think Kutch probably wants to see a plan in how they're going to get to winning in 2026.
Do you think that Bob Nutting, by the way, Jason, has already made up his mind on Ben Cherington, or that what happens the last, how many games are there, Pony? 40 or whatever it is, 30-some odd games. Do you think that this last month plus of the season could still actually determine Ben Cherington's fate?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it's highly unlikely that happens, Chris.
So the die is cast one way or the other. We just don't know which way it is.
I think that I don't expect Charrington to be back. I've said that with you guys before. Yeah. I think, you know, if we're looking at this like a dial, it's way over here. No, I don't know. Maybe something crazy happens over the past 34 games and, you know, all these guys come up here and they're incredible. I doubt it. But it would take a lot, I think, to change the direction they're going to go.
He can't fall back on, look at what I did with Connor Griffin and look at now Baseball America ranking the minor league system second in all of baseball?
I don't think. I mean, they need to fix the major league product. Like, what is the farm system netted? What is the major league product had in terms of bats coming up through the system? They've tried to address offense free agency and trades.
What was Pham getting at with you where he was talking about their hitting philosophy? He almost made it sound like the younger guys on the team didn't listen to the coaching they were getting. Like, he's obviously a very volatile person who will fly off the handle and say and do things that people don't anticipate seeing from a major league player. So
yeah, I thought it was interesting.
What was that all about?
I asked Pham about the pitchers on the staff, like, you know, Ashcraft, Chandler, Oviedo, Skeens. Like, I didn't ask him about that, and he just went into that response. I think he's probably trying to, you know, not save his job, but articulate the benefit of having a veteran around him and Kutch. I think
that on Twitter that he wanted that, like, there was a discussion with Max Scherzer about him getting traded to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I know. Scherzer said what? They wanted me over here or something like that.
Yes.
I believe it. I think good teams want a Tommy Pham. I do. I don't.
And then why didn't they trade him?
Why didn't they deal him?
I know. I don't have a good answer, but I have a suspicion.
And what is it?
The GM wants to try to win as many games as possible and make it look good and try to, you know,
that
keep
is an unbelievable.
Ken Rosenthal put that out there.
I know.
So it's not a crazy take. Yeah.
Okay.
Jason, I know that you've said that before and that's not news, but for some reason, just hearing it yet again, what a toxic situation this is. You possibly, not that Tommy Pham was going to fetch somebody's third best prospect, but you possibly didn't make deals as the GM that you otherwise should have made in a probably ill-fated and dead-end DOA effort to save your own job that you probably shouldn't have had to begin with this year.
Chris, from June 22nd to the trade deadline, I kid you not, Tommy Pham was like a top 10 hitter in baseball.
Oh, we know.
You can trade that. You can trade that if you want to for more than a warm body. I'm not saying an elite prospect, but I mean, you can get something back if you choose. Why would you not try to get something back?
I know. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk again next week. We'll be listening and reading you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.